And they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. And this is also vanity. You usually forget things that seem to fail you, don't we? And you usually forget things that seem to leave a lasting impression. I don't know about you, but I don't want it to be said of me that I failed to extend myself, that I failed to give myself and impact this generation that I'm a part of for Jesus Christ. But it's in this end time hour, I want to be able to roll up my sleeves and make myself available at the disposal of the kingdom of God. I want to bring impact. I want to bring change, and I want to bring hope, amen, to a generation that I'm a part of for Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Our text today declares that I saw the wicked buried. Then it says who had come and gone from the holy place, and they were forgotten. There is nothing outstanding or profound about the wicked being buried. However, there is something that frightens me and devastates me about how people can come and go from the holy place and never be impacted by the Spirit of God. I pray that if I ever get to such a place, that if I ever reach such a state, that I find myself coming in and leaving from the presence of God, leaving unchanged, that God somehow supernaturally would send a preacher my way, amen, that would speak life into my life and would stir me and would shake me to my senses and help me to come to the reality of where I am in Jesus' name. Preach to me, preacher. Tell me like it really is. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be buried and forgotten and never to be remembered by God again. For them to say, depart from me, I never knew you. The Bible says that we're saved by the preaching of the Word of God. We need to make a pact that every time we come into the house of the Lord, amen, we're sitting on the edge of our seats, amen, with an unction in our hearts and with an unction in our spirits, and we're saying, preach to me, preacher. What is it that God's saying to you today? What is it the Lord is speaking to the church? I don't want to be lost. I don't want to leave the same way I came, but somehow or another, allow your spirit to touch me and transform me to a place to where I can feel again, to a place where I can see again. Put your hands together and praise the Lord if you concur with that. If you believe that, I want to have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the church. We're living in a world where technology is rampant. Everything is at our disposal. It's just right there on our phone. But we can't get caught up in that. Can I tell you that you can't replace a relationship with God? You can't replace a relationship with a pastor, an authority, a man of God that's got to be in your life, that's got to speak into your life. Amen. We can't replace coming together and fellowshipping and forsaking the assembling of coming together and praising and worshiping God, because there's something that transcends human logic when we come into the presence of God. And we've been in the world for 4 or 5 days, but we come into the presence of God and I begin to rub shoulders with you. And the Bible says that iron began to sharpen iron. Somehow or another, spirits began to leave. Heaviness begins to come off. And somehow or another, I find myself lighter. I feel myself being bathed by the presence of God. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. Understand today that there are a number of things that the Bible declares and says is evil. If we went from Genesis to Revelations, we could come up with many different classifications of evil. The Bible says murder is evil. Lying is evil. Stealing is evil. Yet we still have hope with these evils, because we can bring these evils into the presence of a holy God, and with a repented heart, leave changed. We can come a murderer and leave delivered. We can come having been a liar and leave changed with a repented heart by the transformation and the power of the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you, in 2016, there is an evil that surpasses all evils, and it's even creeping into the church, and that's the evil of coming into the presence of a holy God and leaving unchanged. Unchanged, leaving untouched, to leave the same way that we came. I don't know about you, but somehow or another, I want to be more sensitive than I've ever been before. I want to pray more than I've ever prayed before. I want to have a keen ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord more than ever before. God, work off the rough edges. Lord, if you're seeing anything in my heart, if you're seeing anything in my spirit that's not pleasing to you, if you're seeing anything inside of me that's not submitted, that doesn't line up to what you're doing, God, begin to change me. If you have to, smite me down. Allow the man of God to speak into my life. Step on my toes. Whatever you have to do, I want to be saved. Whatever you have to do, I want to be saved. I don't want to come into the presence of God and leave the same way that I came. I dare say to us today, if we ever reach such a state, if we ever fall into such a place of slumber, that perhaps we could become worse than a murderer. Perhaps we could become worse than a thief. Why is that, preacher? Because those things can come into the presence of God and can leave with hope and can leave with change. But there's an evil that surpasses all evils, and that's the evil of coming into the presence of God and walking back out the same way we came. Praise God. I propose to you today the question: if the devil could have us in one particular place, any place he wanted us, where would that be? Can I tell you today, it wouldn't be in the bar. Can I tell you today, it wouldn't be perhaps strung out on drugs. Why? Because we know we're lost in that state, don't we? But if the devil could have his wish list and could have you wherever he wanted you today, perhaps it would be right here in the house of God. Perhaps it would be even right here on the front row, serving God, yet from a distance. When I find Jesus being led into Jerusalem, the Bible says that Peter, right after he tells the Lord, I'm not going to deny you. I'm not going to deny you. I would never do that. But the Bible says that when Peter was following Jesus from afar into Jerusalem, it was not only once, not only twice, but three times that he denied the Lord. Hey amen, we've got to shake ourselves. Hey amen, we've got to come to the realization, hey amen, that in our humanness, hey amen, we've got to become 100% consecrated and submitted, hey amen, to the Spirit of God. God, baptized me with a spirit of submission, submitted to your word, submitted to the authority of the man of God. Hey amen, don't let me be lost. Don't let me be the same way I came to house of God. Let's stand and praise the Lord right now. I feel his presence here today. In this atmosphere, anything can take place. In this atmosphere, if you've got that type of mind and that type of spirit, hey man, I want you to know that you can leave with a touch of God in your body. I want you to know, if you come to God with that type of submission, you can leave healed. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, just a few steps toward this altar and just a few enunciations of the syllables of the name Jesus Christ, God will begin to supernaturally fill you right where you're at. If you're here today and you've never had an opportunity to take on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in baptism, the Bible says that we are saved by baptism. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's an opportunity for you today. Praise God. Understand today that Judas's problem was not really his sin. When I began to look at Judas, I think to myself, perhaps, Pastor, that Judas could have had just as much in store for him as Jesus had for Peter. He had a ministry. He was called of the Lord. Judas's problem was while he was in the presence of the Messiah, while the presence of the King of Kings was trying to reach him, was trying to get his attention, while the King of Kings was washing his feet, the Bible says that an evil imagination, an evil thought, he was thinking of ways to betray the Messiah. And the Bible says that they conveyed for 30 pieces of silver. Judas's problem was not his sin. Judas's problem was being in the presence of a King of Kings and a holy God and leaving time and time and time again unchanged, untransformed by the power of God. The Bible talks about a man by the name of Demas. Demas had the privilege of accompanying one of the greatest apostles that ever lived. He walked hand in hand with the apostle Paul. But he never allowed the characteristics of Paul to rub off on him. Paul wrote 14 letters to the New Testament church. He said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. And all of this was taking place in the presence and the life of Demas. But I find Paul sadly penning these words. He said, Demas has forsaken us, having loved this present world more than the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Demas's problem was not his sin. Demas's problem was coming into the presence of a holy God and leaving unchanged. And I hear the Holy Ghost echoing here today. I hear the Holy Ghost speaking here today. Resist not the Spirit. Resist not the Spirit. Resist not the Spirit. Resist not the Spirit of God. God is moving this church into a great dimension of revival. Amen. God is moving this church into a great dimension of relationship with Him, to a place to where we come completely dependent upon Him. Amen. And can I tell you today, church body, that there is a fresh anointing in favor of God that's on your pastor, his wife, his family, and this church leadership to lead this congregation in this pivotal season into a greater dimension of apostolic revival. And in this crossover that's taking place in the Holy Ghost for this church, amen, I have learned that and being in ministry, that there's times that when a man begins to speak and a man begins to preach through preaching and teaching, as you receive the word of God, and he begins to lead you and direct you. But then there is a time and a season that the Holy Ghost accompanies him. It's a special season. It's a divine favor that he exceeds the ability of man, and he exceeds the ability of oratorical ability, but he begins to prophesy in the Holy Ghost. I've not been around here for a while in the last few weeks, but I got a feeling that the Holy Ghost has been prophesying to him. Amen. Doors is going to open to this church. Amen. Great things is going to take place in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God. And during this time, direction will come. Change will be revealed. And if we've ever had a time that we get on board, it's now. If you feel that, put your hands together and praise the Lord. If there's ever been a time that you had a made-up mind and a made-up heart and a made-up spirit that I'm going to uphold the ministry, I'm going to uphold the man of God, I'm going to support what God is doing and what God is breathing in the church, put your hands together. I feel him right now. Let's begin to entertain his presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it, sister. Let your tongue go. I, the Lord your God, have bestowed a rain upon you. Currents of rain of my spirit that will build and flow like rivers. I say to you that the power and the authority of the river of my spirit will thrust through every door. No door can withstand the presence and the flow of my spirit. And accompanying with this precipitation, there will also be an evaporation. If you will get into the current of what I'm doing, if you will get into the way that I am moving, I will make provisions for you. I will guide you. I will lead you. I will open doors supernaturally for you. And I will evaporate weapons that form against you, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's begin to praise the Lord right now. I feel a unity in this place. God is wanting to bring us together collectively as one body, as one mind, as one heart, and one spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Musicians, come. I'm getting ready to close. The Holy Ghost is wanting to take over and do something here today. That's it. Let's stand where we're at. Let's tap into the moving in the current. God said he was going to reign in this place. He said he was going to create a river. If we'll fast and get involved in the flow and the current of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. That's it. Let your voices go. Let your voices change the atmosphere. God is compelling. God is ushering. If you're finding yourself on the peripheral, on the sideline, just begin to raise your hands and flow into the currents of what God's doing right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, tama mama kata mama maha kata mama maha ya. I read to you three distinct times, and in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, you can stay standing. The devil comes to him not once, not twice, but three times, and says, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. When he was tempted to come down, he was tempted to come down from his place of authority. His place of authority. When the Lord began to talk to me this morning, I began to hear these things that in order to have authority, you've got to be under authority. The Bible talks about a centurion that comes to the Lord and he says, I've got a servant that's paralyzed. And the Lord says, well, I can come to your house. And he says, no, I'm not worthy that you come to my house, but I am also a man of authority and I have servants. I say to this one, go, and he go, and this one, come, he come. And the Lord recognized his submission. And his submission was connected to the authority that he had. And it manifested great faith. The dimension that God has taken this church requires great faith. Where there's faith, there's room for God to move. Where there's faith, impossibilities become possible. Filled with the Holy Ghost, repentant heart, baptism in Jesus' name. You say, Pastor, I got all the check marks. Got a call, got an anointing of God on my life. The Bible says that God's calling and anointing is without repentance. But it's to no avail and to little effect if it don't find itself right here with a servant's heart. With a servant's heart. The Lord's allowed me to minister to you today with authority, but I want you to know I've talked to my pastor throughout this weekend. I'm 100% completely dependent upon the fact that if I'm going to have authority, if I'm going to be a candidate to be used of God, then I've got to find my disposition submitted. Submitted. In the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he was tempted to come down from his place of authority. And then in the middle of Jesus' ministry, they come to him and they say, Jesus, you better get out of town because Herod's coming. And when he gets here, he's going to kill you. I like what Jesus says. He says, you tell that old fox. Fox there means feminine one. He says, you tell that sissy that the blind see, the deaf are hearing, the lame are walking. And by the way, just in case he does get his little slimy hands on me, on the third day, I shall be perfected. I shall be perfected. In other words, what Jesus was saying is, I'm not coming down from ministry. I'm not coming down from ministry. And then in the closing hour of Jesus' life, the scoffers and the mockers are walking by. They're looking up and they say to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Cast thyself down. I want you to know and understand he could have come down. The Bible said that he could have called 10,000 legions of angels, but he looked into the celestial future and he's seen you and he's seen you and he's seen you. And he says, I'm not going to come down from the cross. I'm not going to come down from this place of sacrifice. And in this pivotal time where God is ushering and God's flowing as he spoke, he's calling us not to come down from our place of authority. Not to come down from our place of ministry. Pastor, what's God speaking? Where's the next preaching point? Who's the next missionary? Where do we touch next? Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your mind. Do it with all of your heart and do it with all of your spirit. I'm not going to come down from authority. I refuse to come down from ministry. And I refuse to come down from sacrifice. Sacrifice of time, sacrifice of finance. I just want to get lost in the shadows of his cross. Every time I come in and out of the house of God, I want to leave a better man of God than I came. Is that your heart today? Is that your heart today? God's going to answer your request. I'm prophesying to somebody today in the Holy Ghost. Things that you're needing, God is capable and able to do it immediately. And he's going to respond with submission. He's going to respond with a spirit and a heart of submission. Whatever you need in this house today, if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I invite you to come close to this altar. If you've never had a chance to be baptized in his name and you wish to do that before this service is over, just come to the side and make it be known. We'll do it If you need a touch, if you need a healing in your body, the healer's in the house. The healer's in this house. How about it, ma'am? How about it, sir? Oh, this is beautiful. The Holy Ghost is moving.